George Washington was supposed to step in?
Cherry? No, we had a big wall of them, you know, too. Wow, Cherry, you're good on the electric son of a gun. But those big bright bangs, they won't go, it's too hot.
Yeah. What kind of plants are they that if you touch them, the skin might break down?
Poison ivy, this is the only one I know of.
What about what type of berries?
You know, blueberry and blackberry is edible. You can go over here to different places and you got these cultivated blueberries and pick all you want of them for 2 bits of quart and you pick them. That's pretty cheap. There's that sort of big ones. Blackberry. That's the only two kinds that I know. Blueberry wall is. Well, there's color vision if you want to.
What about the kind of berries you have that have shortcake with?
Strawberries?
You don't have those
ones. Not commercial, you know. People may have a few little spots. We're going right on down 30 miles south of Jacksonville. There's all that's a big strawberry belt down there.
Berries that you can't eat might kill you.
They're not killing you.
They might kill you, so you don't eat them. What kind of, what do you say of those berries?
I don't know, but I've always heard that any bird that, any berry that birds eat, you can eat. It won't hurt you.
Well, if one is dangerous, you'd say it's what?
I would say it was what? Well, it was poisonous, I wouldn't. I got some deadly poison things right in the yard. The prettiest flower in the world when you take care of them and don't let the bugs get them. That's the canna lily. You see, the roots are just as poisonous as anything.
What is the color of the big flowering tree?
Magnolia.
What about the, you know, the up in the mountains people go up to look at some particular types of
I don't know how you pronounce it. I looked at them here 3 or 4 weeks up at Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in Cherokee, North Carolina. We just took a stroll up in the mountains. Starts with the R, rhodians. It's R-H-O-D-E-M-N-S or something. It's a big word. I don't know how you pronounce it. And they're not there as pretty as the crepe myrtles that we raised down there, or could raise and should raise. That's a tree should be cultivated all over Bunny. But people just, I don't know, lost all interest.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she'll say, I must ask
her husband.
And if a woman's lost her husband, that is if he's dead, what do you call her?
A widow? Yeah, a widow.
What about if he's left her instead of...
Widower.
What would you call a woman whose husband left
her? Now wait a minute. If her husband died, she's a widow. Mm-hmm. And if her husband left her, how does that go now? Isn't she a dirty partner? Widower? Something like that. I don't know. Not a divorce, because the divorce word wasn't mentioned. Divorcee wouldn't be widow.
Could have left her with a divorce or not. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the man whose son you are is your what?
The man what?
Whose son you are is your...
My father.
How did you call your father?
Well, I never had one. I expect if I had a, if I had one, I'd call him Pa or Papa.
Okay, and his wife is your...
Mother.
How did you call her?
Well, when she was living, I called her Mama.
Mama. And father and mother together are called?
Parents.